I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, like from doing the story, I got the sense that, you know, there's some nice players like Curtis Givens and Arshon King and Jay Nash at Briarcrest. There's some nice players coming up in the junior class, but I don't think any of them are like top 50 recruits from the people I've talked, you know, like various people I've talked to. Like, they're good players, going to go potentially high major. Mm-hmm. They've got high major offers, but so, you know, and probably in certain, you know, depending on how it goes, maybe who's to say Jay Nash or Curtis Givens isn't going to end up at Memphis. They could.
Yep.
I think, you know, they could. So maybe those two, I would say, but like, I could also see a scenario where Memphis is not interested in either of them. But like, you know, Jay Nash, I think, got like a Arkansas offer recently, yeah. And Curtis Givens has, you know, Tennessee, I think, in his offer
list.
He's
got Tennessee.
You know, they could end up there, and you know, but like, and it just wasn't the right fit necessarily. Not that they're not good enough. So I think those two probably, and then. The talk when I was working on that story, the talk of the scene is the incoming freshman in high school sounds like is a pretty strong class.
The freshman class coming in.
But at the same time, like, you know, 2 years from now, like this current junior class, like the Jay Nash, Curtis Givens class, back when they started high school, everyone was talking about them too. So sometimes this stuff can fizzle.
This one's better.
What?
This one's better. I have inside knowledge. Around town.
The eighth grade
coming this freshman year.
Yeah,
very
like
good.
There's some kid, like that's what people were talking about. Like the Jerry Peters Classic was like these new ninth graders that have, you know, that are coming up are really good.
There's one going to Christian Brothers, right? Did you cross his path?
Not sure. I heard
they had one coming in with
Briarcrest has one they're really excited about.
Lausanne.
Yeah, Lausanne's got one. I mean, East, I think, has some really young guys, like intriguing young guys, too. Bartlett, you know, from what I understand, has a really good team.
Deion Real.
He keeps a squad, John.
No question about it, man. I got to tell
there's
you.
There's others I'm forgetting, but yeah, it sounds like there's
I'm
going to
tell you this
teams.
Right now. His name is Braylon Williams.
Braylon Williams?
Mm-hmm. He's Blake's little brother. He's going to the seventh, though.
Okay.
So I'm taking you even further down a couple of years.
Yeah, well, people don't.
But that's what the story is. That's what that column was about, though. Like, that's what I kind of love about Memphis is like this hardcore basketball scene. And like, it loses something if these guys.
When they leave the last couple, especially if it's like a couple of years, like Givens.
You know what's interesting is Givens' little brother, he's a seventh grader. I think he's going to be in eighth grade. Also, really good little prospect. Like, the family's got more than one.
And it's always cyclical in Memphis. Like, you know, you'll be down a couple years, and then, boom, you get a class that's, you know, produces double-digit D1 guys.
Yeah. It does. And we don't talk about it as much, but it does feel like in recent years, like, the football classes in Memphis have been better than basketball, right? The high school football crop.
Interesting you put it that way. Yeah.
It used to be like, you know, and then we'd always have talent that came through Memphis in football, but it feels like there has been, like, because we had the kid.
Again, though, as soon as you start sleeping on it, you get a monster class. And maybe it's that freshman class Mark talking about. But yep. I'm with you, though. Lately, it's been more the headline.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grabber.
Yeah.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
I do think it makes sense to start with, you know, just the latest, right, of the NBA draft. Like, what are the latest things going on, being said? It feels like today, you know, there sort of is a precursor to how busy tomorrow could be in terms of trades and deals that are made. The Grizzlies will be chief among them. Mark was talking about it. Other than Ja, every pick that this front office has made, they've traded up to make. So, I mean, that kind of tells you where their head could be, right? Mm-hmm. Tells you where their head might be going into tomorrow night's draft. And look, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the week. You know, you got three picks, and I think you only have three roster spots. There's just no way, shape, or form you are going to take three players in this draft. You're not doing it. And I think there's enough teams that would be willing to move. Like, for example, this is a perfect guy. Jovic, or however the hell you say his name.
The guy Gavoni's got is the second pick of the Grizzlies in the first round.
You know, could you is there somebody that might want to move to, you know, I don't know, 22 or, yeah, I just don't know. Like, there's a lot of, you know, and even the Grizzlies moving back, like, for a player. I mean, I just think there are lots of deals that the Grizzlies can make. I don't think they're going to be able to get P.J. Tucker because he wants 330. He's going to get the mid-level, the full mid-level. And so I'm probably going to have to let go of that dream.
I'm sorry.
You know?
But where's Ty is going to end up?
I mean, it's probably going
to
depend on the drafts and who comes out with a point guard and who doesn't. Could he help the Celtics?
Need a point guard. I heard you talking about that with Jeff, and you were right.
Thank you.
Because they turn the ball over too much. Well, the problem is that Marcus Smart isn't a true point guard, but he's Defensive Player of the Year. So what the heck do you do?
Right. The reason,
guys become better ball handlers?
You know, the reason why because Jeff just picked the wrong team, you know. He picked the Boston Celtics as an example. They were just in the finals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're not sitting around saying, oh, man, I wish we drafted Desmond Bane.
Man, back to Tyus.
They took a 1-0 lead in the finals.
You've come to grips with it that he's out of here.
I mean,
the Celtics or somebody else.
You guys have beaten it over my head the last 3 months. I've fought against the dying of the light.
No Tyus, no P.J. Tucker. How are you going to get up in the morning? You know?
Yeah. That's tough. I mean, it's like, what, why? What even is the point?
Stop. You got Ja Morant. That's my point, is stop being a fool.
Yeah, but I mean, there's going to be a deal, though, is the point to be made. Now, we don't know those deals. And as Mark talked about, too, like, they are notorious for their, you know, how clandestine it is. You ain't going to hear a lot of leaks, right? You ain't going to hear a lot of leaks coming out of the
If you're going with Mark's scenario, is there a guy between that 10 to 15 to 16 range that you like? You mentioned Agbaji.
Yeah, I think he makes sense, right? But like,
the player he developed.
Is he better than Dylan Brooks? No.
Yeah, but again, the point is that at some point you'd have to pay Dylan Brooks, and if you'd have made a decision, you're not going to do that.
Right.
That's why you'd be interested in another wing.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Where does Zaire fit into all of this, right? I mean, I did invest and trade up to get he's a top 10 guy, you know. I mean, where does he fit in all of this is an interesting question to me.
He's going
to
get his shot to be the guy.
Yeah.
There at the three, feels like to me. But, of course, you want competition at that spot.
Yeah, and I think it's a different – I think it is a different – situation, you know, when you're talking about for Zaire sitting in the corner, making, you know, catch and shoot threes, than actually being like a ball on the floor wing who's like finishing at the rim, right? That's the next phase of his development. Can he be that? I don't know.
Oh, I think he can.
You think so?
I think he can.
You're higher on him than I am.
Well, and I think it's not just going to be a matter of can he do it on his own. Ja's going to drag him to that. Ja believes in him. It's not half the battle, but it's a big part of it. And if you've got Ja dragging you along, and listen, the franchise is going to put you in that position too, like we said, to reach your highest ceiling, because whether it's summer league or whatever else, they're going to do what they got to do to develop you. It'll be literally putting everything around him in summer league. You got that, the franchise saying, okay, we want him. We're going to give him a shot, a real shot at being the three going forward. You got Ja Morant helping you in that cause to be your best. Again, a guy like that makes you better. I think Zaire can get there. For me, it's not even so much, you know, the physical gifts, what he can do from a shot standpoint, because he's got all that. It's what we saw in terms of down the stretch in a playoff game in the fourth quarter. He's hitting threes for you. There are guys that can do that from a poise standpoint and guys who can't. He handled it last year in key moments, was called upon and stepped up. It's not saying he's a finished product. I would say that's trending in a positive direction after being very critical of that pick when they did it.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Happy to be wrong. I'm more wrong.
I don't think you have to concede yet, bro.
You keep saying that. You want to keep saying it's still. Yeah, of course we know it's not done deal.
You don't have to apologize, man.
But like, what we finally got on you is that it's trending positive. You seem unwilling to go there.
No, I mean, he made some shots. He got better as the year went on. You know,
it's not just shots. He plays their game, whether as a transition guy can catch alley-oops from Ja. He plays
Let's see if the development continues, right? Before we, you know,
You hate being wrong so much, you're still not willing to give the guy the little bit of credit he earned this year
season. But I don't think you have to capitulate and say, I was wrong. I don't think you have to do that yet, because we don't know. It's just the first year, and he only averaged, you know, what, 7 a game? I don't think that makes him a bona fide starter for the rest of his career. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Let's see him do it again. Let's see him improve on that. And then if he comes back next year and he averages 13, 14 a game and he develops, then we can say, all right, they got that one right. I don't think they got it wrong or right yet. I don't think we know. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's your thing. And you're going to hold out, what, till year three before you make a decision?
Well, no, we know Desmond Bane was a huge hit. We knew that pretty much immediately, right, in the second year. Even in the first year, we thought, like, all right, they're you know.
Year two is when Desmond locked up the two spot.
Desmond was better as a rookie than Zaire was better as a rookie, no question about it, right? No, it's like, and I know he was older, but still, like, he was much better than Zaire as a rookie. And it was very obvious to everybody that he was going to be a big-time part of this team moving forward. Are we there yet with Zaire? I'm not there with Zaire yet. Zaire's very much expendable.
We're going to see a lot more, though. Yeah. You got to give him a chance first before you. Yeah, sure, he's expendable.
Well, somebody calls about Zaire
right now. But you know, good Lord,
I'm definitely. Hey, yeah.
Let's see what he's going to be first.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You know, but that applies to also, like, you know,
especially with their history of hitting on guys.
Look, I'm with you. Like, I'm just saying, like, you don't have to hold your hand up just yet, man. Got plenty of time for that.
Oh, stop.
We got plenty of time for
that. It's easier for some of us than it is for others.
Well, I don't think it's time
yet, man. We were standing around here crying, talking about it should have gotten moody and everything else. It's worked out pretty good so far, and they said this is going to be a long-term pick.
Would you rather have liked the early returns on
Zaire. You, on the other hand, have been hesitant to give him any credit whatsoever.
I gave him some credit for making shots, and he got better over the course of the year.
It's not just making shots. Like, he showed some real promise.
All I'm saying is that I just don't think we're at a point now where we have to say, you know what, we were just completely wrong about
Did I start there? Did we start the show? No.
You said I was wrong. You said I was wrong.
Yeah,
I don't think
the back half of a sentence, I'm like, yeah, I was down on him.
What do you think the dude couldn't walk?
We hated the pick.
I hated the pick. John,
that's the issue.
I don't
here.
Want you to proclaim you're ever wrong. I'm going to proclaim that I was wrong. I was wrong.
But we're not. Well, you might be a little bit further down the track than me. We're not giving it to him and saying it's done. It's the jury's in.
I hated
in,
the pick
and,
so much.
But we were so down on that pick. Yeah, you got to go back and be real with it.
I hated.
And
that
he
pick.
Impressed me this year. For John,
that's fair.
Who did kill it?
Oh,
he's still there. That's yes. fine. You don't like
he
admitting
had,
you're wrong.
He had some good moments.
To any degree.
He had some good
and
moments.
And so that's where you're still at. But you don't have to put that on us.
I didn't ever see him starting for the team ever. Like, well, never on the court starting. Only, he started quite a bit.
Only because of Dylan Brooks' injury, though. Not because of anything that he earned.
They were
on
winning
on the
with him, though.
Yeah, I mean, he had some good moments. But, like, I'm just saying, let's wait until
that is the second, third year before we... But you make it out like we're standing on a street corner shouting, who's I here is going to be a Hall of Famer? Nobody's doing it. That's what you do. You miscast.
Let me ask you this. What if he comes back next year and he averages the same thing? Are you going to say, I was wrong again?
What? I'm done with the Zaire conversation.
I was wrong about being wrong. I was actually right in the first place. That's what I'm saying. We don't have to put it in yet.
No,
bro.
I wouldn't go that far.
We don't have to submit that just yet.
As I said with Mark, I say it with you again, trending positive.
That we agree on. That
I
we agree
need
on.
You to agree. You're just wrong and won't admit it.
No, I'm not.
You thought he was dog crap.
I don't think anybody's wrong yet.
You thought he was dog crap.
Bro, we thought.
Yes, you did.
We thought he couldn't put 2 feet in front of the other, bro.
I actually didn't think so.
And chew gum same time, we said.
We said it was a reach, right? And it still looks like it could be a reach, right? Who knows? We'll never know. We'll never know where they could have gotten Zaire at.
Okay. Next door.
Next story.
I had fun today rolling through a list of 50 former female high school standouts. You know, Title IX, we're at the 50-year anniversary of Title IX, obviously the landmark legislation trying to make it equal, right? Discrimination based on sex, whether it's education programs, activities federally funded, that trickled down to athletics, obviously. And in celebration of 50 years of Title IX, thought it was pretty cool. Gannett, USA Today, CA is the one that's got the list out, had put together a list of the 50 greatest or 50 of the greatest female athletes to come out of Tennessee, right, out of high school here. So you got some big-time names on the list. Mm-hmm. Now, I combed through the 50. I've done the tough work for you here, John, because I know you like to keep it simple.
Yes.
I've combed through the 50 and found out the ones that are from Memphis. Okay, and I'll give you the number, both you guys. Brad, if you want to participate as well.
Oh, I'm not going to do good
I think John's going to need the help, even though John was born and raised here. Now, his people are from Arkansas, but John, as far as I know,
Osceola.
Right, the whole time Memphis, right, John?
Mm. Born and raised.
So I'm not going to do any.
You should do better than
here.
Brad.
Yes, now, much better.
Seven.
And that's just one side of my family.
Seven of the 50.
No clue.
Remember, all of these are Tennessee, 50 Tennessee, former female high school athletes on here. But only seven are from the Memphis area.
Oh, yeah.
The challenge will be how many of the seven former high school standouts from Memphis can John Martin name? Go.
All right.
I know one for sure. Cindy Parlow.
That's good. The former Germantown soccer player, 1994, third in TSSAA history and career assists, went to the Olympics, did it all. Yes, you got one. And as a Germantown resident, you should.
Yeah.
So, again, not very impressive that you did so. You would expect him to pull that one out. But nice. You're well on your way. One out of seven.
So, I'm okay.
What else you got?
I got six left.
Six left from Memphis. These are the best of the best, John.
The best of the best.
The best we've ever produced in terms of female athletes.
Rachel Heck.
Yeah.
Good one. Give him a ding, Brad.
That I love.
I like how you brought it
into
2000.
I wouldn't have gotten that one, but
see,
that's
you
I
were smart to do that because
well
because where you're going to be weak is in the history when you have to go further back.
There's two. Yeah, that's current.
Four TSSAA Division II AA state golf titles, but forget all that. She's done the U.S. Women's Open, reached the round of 16 in the 2020 U.S. Women's Amateur. Like, she is as good as it gets in golf around here. A champion, Rachel Heck is. So, John, two of the seven you have named.
Yeah.
Common theme so far. We'll see how diverse you can get.
All righty, then.
Oh,
he's going to have to.
I'm trying to think of who the best female hoopers were, bro. Like,
Best female hoopers.
Is it thin? Are we saying it's thin
Memphis? I will say seven out of 50 is not fair, I would say. I think there should be more from Memphis or the Memphis area on this list besides seven. Yeah, seven's pretty thin. To only have seven of the 50. What, we're giving everybody to Knoxville, Nashville? It's essentially what they did.
Yes.
That said, we're just trying to name the seven.
Right,
we got two.
I get three lifelines, bro. Can I ask?
That makes said a lifeline. You need that.
Can I use one
Call up Calkins.
Can I use
Don't
one right
say
now?
Another word.
Okay.
Say less.
Call up Varlas.
How many of the remaining five are hoopers?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
Yep.
Okay, I'm counting in my head.
I bet they're all
four.
Oh, four of the five are hoopers?
Yes.
And now we know where we're going.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. How many former coaches?
If I told you the sport. Of the other one, of the one remaining of the five there, you would get it so quickly. I don't want to give that away. But I kind of did,
Nicki McCray.
Yes.
Yes!
Yeah.
Bang!
Bang!
Bang! Bang!
1990.
Curry for three!
Collierville. Do you realize she scored 3,594 points at Collierville? I did not know.
What?
It's the modern state record since six. The modern state record since 6-on-6. Before going on, obviously, to star at Tennessee, she was two-time SEC Player of the Year, All-American. She won Olympic gold medals in 96 and 2000. Nikki McCray's got a
okay.
And that we talked high school about, record.
We talked about hers, like in terms of coaching ranks. You'd love for her
this
at some
a,
point. Maybe
this is a big swing. I'm not sure if it's true.
So you've done better than I thought you would, to be honest with you.
Is her name? She got married. Is her name Lauren Avant?
Mm-mm.
She's not on here.
No, but that's a good guess. The former Lausanne standout.
Yeah.
Who's now the coach at Rhodes?
Yeah.
Oh, she's at Rhodes College.
Didn't she have a great?
Okay, she's still at Rhodes, or did she get it? She got the Belmont gig.
Yeah, Lauren Avon Sumsky, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Didn't she? Isn't she like in Nashville now or something? Or she's still at Rhodes.
I honestly, gotta forgive me.
We can figure that out pretty fast. But no, she's not on the list. She got offered, John, I think, when she was a freshman at Lausanne or something like that. So, but she's not on the list.
I mean, she was second in the nation in scoring, bro. You know,
oh, she's a stud
at Rhodes. I mean, but this is high school though.
Uh huh.
She
played at Rhodes, and I thought she coached at Rhodes.
She holds school records at Lausanne for double doubles. She had triple doubles, quadruple doubles.
I remember this. Looking
two-time All American.
Because when the Memphis job was open, we looked at her here's a possible candidate that knows Memphis.
Right.
I want to say she's somewhere in Nashville coaching now. Anyway, okay.
So Lauren Avant not on there.
I feel like there are people screaming at your radio here for some that you haven't gotten. The greatest female athletes basically ever come out of Memphis High School.
WNBA? Sports. She played in the WNBA?
Yes.
She did? She played in the WNBA.
If I give you her graduation date, you should be closer. If I give you a college, you'll get that one. Well, but because you're not going to get any of these old timers.
I'm not.
1977, 76. That would be Mary Boatwright at Carver. We'll knock out a couple.
Who the hell? I mean,
Betty Booker, 76. Who? She went on to Betty Booker, sixth in TSSAA basketball record book for career scoring. She played at Hampshire, the now defunct Hampshire, but she went on to star at Memphis State. She also became a coach and a local referee. She's fantastic, one of the best ballers ever produced. The fact is, you just have to go back in the day, 1976, Betty Booker, 1977, Mary Boatwright. Those are two of the seven. The more recent, John, you asked who played in the WNBA, Nina Davis, the hooper out of Central that played at Baylor.
Yep.
She was, y'all, a parade All-American.
Yeah,
Gatorade,
we've had her on the show.
State player of the year. Isn't she with Fox or something now?
Something like that.
Like big time after a fantastic career at Baylor, like we said, where she was an AP All-American. She was Big 12 first team All-Conference three times, fifth in Baylor history in both scoring and rebounds. Nina Davis went on to absolutely star there. So that's one of the other ones. And then the other athlete, John, outside of basketball, track and field.
Oh, yeah.
Olympics.
Oh, for sure.
Is it the shot putter?
Hold on. He's about to say a different name.
No, I know exactly who you're talking about. It's that the track and field woman who was in the Olympics.
Before the show, you said Wilma Rudolph, which would have been wrong.
Her, right?
No, Rochelle Stevens. Stevens, Memphis Melrose, 1984.
In Wilma from?
You actually did better than I thought you would. But she obviously was a winner in the Olympics. She was on that 4x4 relay team, 4x400 relay team, 1996 gold medalist.
Now, isn't Wilma from West Tennessee?
Wilma went to TSU.
Okay.
Where she's from. She's not from Memphis, though, I don't believe. No, Wilma Rudolph's not from Memphis.
Okay.
But she went to TSU, and that's why you're thinking that the Tennessee connection.
Yeah, some sort of, you know.
Ashley Shields should be here.
Yes, Ashley Shields. And then I'll be honest. The reason why I didn't say Ashley Shields is because I did bring her name up pre-show, and you did give me that much.
Coach Booker was the coach at White Station. She went on to be And people are saying Ashley Shields, she should be on the list.
She should be on the list. I mean, Lauren Avant probably should be on the list.
I want to say that this swimmer that I covered, Margot McCauley, private school swimmer out of, seems like she should be high on the list. But I don't know. You think we're a little shortchanged, 7 out of 50. We've had a lot more, it feels like, than just 7. But you did pretty well on the test there, though, John.
Yeah, I mean, it was a failing grade. You know, I only used two lifelines, though. You could have, you know, if we're being honest.
I was just pleased when you got Nikki McCray and you pulled out Rachel Heck. You got a little.
I got 3 out of 7.
For you, not bad.
3 out of 7, yeah.
I didn't get four. I didn't get the four.
I mean, well, you would never have gotten Boatwright and Booker. So let's just
I should have.
There were only, you know, five really that you could
have. Who was the WNBA player? Gotten.
Nina Davis.
Yeah, I don't think I would have
gotten her on the show. Like, I was hoping you might name her. But of the five you could have gotten, because, again, two of them, 75, 70,
well, 76,
when, 70.
Well, like, you know, honestly,
you got three, so it's not that bad.
When you think, like, Hall of Fame, you know, you think your mind does go, like, past, not recent history, you know? Like it, you know, Rachel Heck, I had to say, because, like, she's in all these events. She's
the best golfer,
you know,
we've produced.
Turn out to be the biggest female star ever out of Memphis, given her trajectory. No?
I mean, yeah,
where she's at.
Cindy Parlow's the gold medalist.
Parlow's up there, because she won twice.
And now doesn't she run U.S. soccer now, basically?
I think she's one of the, one of the honchos, if I'm not
mistaken. She's going to have to do quite a bit. But she could. I mean,
she's tracking that way. You figure.
Nikki McRae got two goals, too, 96-2000.
Okay.
She got two goals, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means, there's definitely some history. And so Ashley Shields is the snub.
I would say biggest snub.
Anybody else should have been?
She got drafted eighth.
Right.
In the WNBA draft out of, like, Shelby State / Southwest Tennessee. It'd never be done where she went. And to just to say that.
Yeah.
But she's Ashley Shields was playing against men, you know what I'm saying, and could hold her own. Like, if she would slaughter you and Brad out there, like, right now, she would slaughter y'all to the point that you'd be like, wow, did this woman play with men her whole life? You know what I'm saying?
Brad's got to send me a screen, you know, and then I'll definitely.
Is it two-on-one? Yeah, that
would
help.
Well, she would push through your screens.
Oh, no. Ashley, those are those Southern Illinois screens, bro.
You know how we say, Ashley, a grown woman, cold, would not
really
play
cold
with you two. No. I mean, athletic, too.
No, yeah. Brad turns into a different person when he's on that court, bro.
I know. He's a little bit I'll give you that. He's a little bit different than you think. You're going to misjudge. You're going to underestimate him.
Yeah,
And get that he's more athletic than you think. But what I'm telling y'all, Shields a different level.
Like, she gets pretty physical.
Well,
on
yes.
The floor.
Look, I've been telling you. She will cross one of you fools over.
Look, I'm telling you, Brad is not going to let Ashley Shields just run through him on that screen. I'm just telling you, I've seen it. It ain't happening. He is going to be hell bent determined.
Shields will run through him.
Might I offer something to the table here, Jason and John, that you haven't thought about, and it's inside baseball, literally. Remy Schaber is the first. She's one of seven females that's going on to play college baseball next year from Memphis. She went to Lausanne last year. She played third base for the varsity team.
Oh, that's right.
She's going to play college baseball.
No, great
this
submission.
This is a true story.
I like this.
This is not a mainstream radio topic.
Us. Her name is.
And I'm a little inside baseball here with the kid, but it's the truth. She was a senior at Lausanne last year. Remy was.
You got to be cold to play with the boys.
She played varsity baseball on a winning baseball team last year, and she got a Division III.
Division III.
But she's going to be playing. She's going to be playing Division III baseball with
that's
dudes next year.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
That's insane in that sport. I read it yesterday.
Varsity ball with Lausanne.
Yeah. I read it yesterday because I had to reread it because Channel 24 did a TV story on this. She was 18, and she's going to play at Hood College in Maryland next year as one of seven females to play college baseball next year. That's an insane story, and it's very different in that sport because you're talking about direct arm strength.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to disparage basketball, but you're lofting balls as opposed to trying to throw for accurate speed.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, not disparaging any of the female athletes here, but I thought that was it's worth at least mentioning Remy in that conversation.
I didn't see anything like it during my prep days, John.
Never seen
anything
like it.
We had a girl out there playing with the boys, so I think that's pretty darn
impressive. And she pitched. She was pitching.
Remember the kicker from Colorado. That's what I remember. Remember the – I can't remember her name. Yeah. Escapes me. But there's like a big controversy, wasn't it? Like she was the kicker for the Buffaloes, and Gary, what's his name? Gary Barnett.
Yeah, he had a female kicker. Well, Vandy did that this past year.
Remember? Yeah, and that, like everybody had a problem with that too.
Yeah,
they brought her out there for the onsides, didn't they?
Yeah, she did the little dink
squibs
and dunk kick.
Yeah,
and more power to her. I'll just say our young lady that played
Remy
Lausanne,
Schaefer.
That to me is more impressive.
I was blown away by seeing it.
That to me is more
person.
Impressive than just going out there for a kick and coming back off the field. I'll be honest with you. You got to be out there.
You're throwing 75
that's still,
miles an
that's
hour.
Still a pioneer, though. I mean, that's not easy to do, right?
Kathy Ireland did it.
To join. That was a movie.
Yeah, but still.
That was a movie from the 80s,
and we've been doing that for a while. I'm talking about a young lady out there playing baseball with dudes. Like, that's new and different to me.
That was new and different to me. We've been doing this
women kicking thing for a long time.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That goes back. Sinbad was on the team.
Well, the next thing is for...
And yes, it was a movie.
The next thing is Scott for a woman to be a basketball coach of men, right? Like, that's the next sort of realistic...
Well, we're almost there, aren't we?
Yeah, it feels like we're getting...
But she ended up... She got the deal with Las Vegas, right? She went to the former Spurs.
What's the best in your press
Becky,
day?
Becky Hammond.
Yeah, sir.
Jason, you covered these ladies. Best female, just straight up athlete you covered.
Well, Macaulay Culkin. He already told you the swimmer from
Margo Macaulay.
Sorry.
Fool.
That's the swimmer. It is
the
swimmer.
I mean,
she's number one.
She was awesome.
But I mean, as far as
I mean, I knew Nina Davis was coming up.
That wasn't your era,
bro. She was the talk. She was kind of after me, but she was the talk. I don't think we knew she was going to be what she ended up being at Baylor.
He's deflecting.
LaToya Bullard at Craigmont was a cold point guard again. But
LaToya?
I think she went to Florida. She ended up going to Florida.
Nina Davis went to Central?
Yeah, Nina Davis was Central. But she, to John's point, he's holding me to it. He's holding me accountable. She was a little bit after my time.
Yeah.
I mean, John acts like I did it for 13 to 15 years. Right. I was on for 6 years, John. Seven years.
Yeah, so let's keep it within those realms.
2003 to 2010.
We got some accountability around here.
We go over the Memphis side.
LaToya Bullard is the one. I mean, there's
Remy's last name is Shaber, by the way. Remy Shaber.
Remy Shaber. I'm glad we got that correct.
I want to make sure that's right. Remy Shaber.
And just in Tennessee, this Lauren Stewart girl that went to UCLA in track and field was probably the best overall that I covered. She wasn't from here, though. I'm going to take Nina.
Nina? Okay.
You can't take Nina. You got to take LaToya Bullard.
Danielle Ballard was cold at Central, but again, she's not on this list. I guess she didn't win a state title. She played for Nikki Bray over at Central, and I'd never seen a girl. She would hit half quarters. She was pretty. I'd have to put her probably over LaToya. Those are basketball. It's going to be somewhere in there, John, because I can't pick a women's bowler, a girl's bowler, or something like that.
Bowling, yeah, that's.
It's not going to count. No. I will say, though, Sharika Nelvis out of Northside.
There we go.
Northside basketball. I believe played at Colorado there.
Yep.
You saw how the memory was jarred, John. You can see me naming off the names.
Yeah, you're like an old car.
There's some names for you. And, of course, the great Lauren Avan, who I did cover, who's now Lauren Avan Sumsky, John pointed out.
Okay.
And I believe the coach at, did you look it up?
No.
I mean, appreciate you, bro.
She was at Rose. I don't know if she's moved on from there.
Yeah, she's in Nashville. I want to tell you, Belmont or Lipscomb. It's one or the other. I thought you'd back me up on that.
Okay.
We'll find out after the break, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Well, shout out to her, though. She's doing it big.
Yeah, she was during my time. She was awesome.
Shout out to LaToya Bullard, wherever you are.
Craigmont's finest. One of Craigmont's finest. She was cold point guard, John.
Mm-hmm. What are the Craigmont? Were they the Chiefs? What's the Craigmont?
Yeah, man. You're not very good at this.
What was their mascot?
They were the Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken. You hit pretty good.
I'm
just saying the high school talk, you were throwing me off a little bit. You start going to
so it is the Chiefs at Craigmont.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's all the
Craigmont Chiefs.
It's been a while for me unless I'm just losing my mind here.
You guys are a couple of Spartans, so you're biased by your white station.
Sam Kraft was a product of Craigmont before he left for Olive Branch.
What are the Kingsbury?
Wildcats.
Wrong.
No.
Pigs.
What are they?
Falcons, fool.
Falcons?
Yeah, Mike from Memphis going. That's that Kingsbury, his school, I believe. He's going to have something to say, John, anyway. You're not very good at
that. Here's what Kingsbury is. Ready? Kingsbury trash.
Careful.
Stop.
Trash.
Get out of here.
Stop. They've had many a great basketball team back in the day. And then their soccer teams are just standout and state title contenders, usually, yes.
Get some tradition.
Very international and diverse.
All right, we're going to come back. Kennedy Chandler is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the draft process.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did y'all boys not get the memo?
Kennedy Chandler is a Memphis native. Spent last year at Tennessee as the Vols' starting point guard. Gonna hear his name called tomorrow night in the NBA draft. Nice enough to join us here in Memphis before the draft. Joins us now. Kennedy, what's up, man? Appreciate the time.
No problem. How you doing?
I mean, everything is good. So are you pretty much, are the workouts wrapped up and you're just full speed ahead to tomorrow? Have you knocked out all the team stuff by now?
Yeah, I finished all my workouts, and, you know, I'm back home now with my family, and, you know, I got my draft party tomorrow, so, and I'm just glad to be home right now.
Were you in front of pretty much every team in the league and as part of that process?
Yes, you know, I worked out for like 8 or 9 teams, and, you know, it was a fun process for me to be able to work out for those teams and those organizations, so it was a fun process.
And then, obviously, you know, we do have to ask you here because you are a hometown kid working out for the Grizzlies. What was that like earlier this week? I mean, was it something you're going into? Do you still sort of get, you know, nervous for that? Are there nerves at all? Like, how did you approach that workout and how did it go?
You know, it was a great time. Had a great workout. I had a solo workout with them, so, you know, I had a great time working out for the Grizzlies, and, you know, for them to allow me to come in and do a workout with them, so. My nerves, you know, wasn't no nerves really going into it. You know, I had a couple of workouts before that, so, you know, I felt more comfortable going to all my other workouts and to the Grizzly workout as well.
For it to be a solo workout, how many of that, was that the only one you did as part of the process, or did you have other ones?
No, that was the only one that was my first solo workout that I did.
And how different is that one, right? Because when you're, you know, a lot of times you go, you got 2, 3, 4 other guys. Like, in this instance, like, everybody's watching you all the time. How was that sort of aspect of the workout?
You know, that was my first time, so I know all the eyes are on me. But for me, I just try to keep the same mindset, just go in and do my best and, you know, show them what I could do and just go hard in the workout.
I got to ask you, for a moment, you know, you've looked forward to for years, like this draft tomorrow night. In terms, you mentioned butterflies and games, and it doesn't sound like, at least for workouts, right? You've been through this, no butterflies. But does it compare, like, the butterflies that you got before this draft and this moment you've looked forward to for so long? Are they there? Is it like butterflies before a game? Are they not there at all?
For sure. You know, I still got butterflies. You know, I still had in my workouts a little bit, honestly. Not saying, you know, I wasn't a little bit nervous before, but once I get going my workout, you know, them butterflies start going away. Same way, just about the draft, you know. Still, that's just who I am as a person, honestly. You know, my nerve just, you know, waiting to get my name called and have my dreams come true. So that's what I'm waiting for. And, you know, I can't wait for tomorrow night for my name to get called.
In terms of things you wanted to prove to these teams, or whether it's a thing they brought up to you as a concern, are there one or two things that you hear most, and one or two things that you've most wanted to prove in these workouts where you could?
You know, all the teams are just saying is just my height, honestly. And, you know, I'm just coming to my workouts, you know, just showing everything I could do, and for them not to have anything to say about me or just about my game. So me coming to my workout, I've just been hearing about my height. And, you know, that's just something that I've always heard my whole entire life. So, you know, at this moment, at the next stage, I just want to be able to prove people wrong again. Just have to do it in the college state, how to prove people wrong and show them who I was. I'm going to do the same thing at the NBA level as well.
We're talking to Tennessee point guard Kennedy Chandler. Going to hear his name called tomorrow night in the NBA draft. Had a solo workout for the Grizzlies earlier this week. Certainly would make some sense there. Back to last season, Memphis and Tennessee had this final game of the series set up in Nashville, and then COVID issues on Memphis' side canceled it. I know it's all love, and because you and A-Lo played against each other, and you guys know each other really well. How forward were you looking to that game, and how bummed were you that you didn't get a chance to play it?
Yeah, you know, I was looking forward to playing against my own hometown team, and I know it's going to be a very competitive game, a very good game to watch, and you know, I had my whole family come down, so I was really, you know, disappointed that I didn't get to play that game, and my family get to see me play, but, you know, I was really excited to play against them.
How would you sort of just assess your season there with Rick Barnes, and how'd it go? Was it what you wanted it to be? Like, how would you just sort of wrap up that year at Tennessee?
For me, I feel like I had a great season coming to Tennessee from when I started there, and the way I ended, I feel like I finished out the season strong, and, you know, we had a great season. We won an SEC championship. We haven't done that in a very long time since 1970s, I believe. So that was an accomplishment that I told Coach Barnes that I wanted to achieve when I first got to Tennessee, and he was very happy about us achieving that. And we went all the way to round 32. Unfortunately, we lost, but, you know, I feel like we had a great season there as a team.
Kenny, what's the best advice that Ja's given you? You know, he's made it clear how much he believes in you, your talent. You guys have played together. He's been a mentor of sorts. But in terms of y'all's relationship and the things he's told you, what are some of the things that you picked up most?
You know, he just always, you know, when I first met him, he just told me, keep going and don't let nobody tell you what you can or cannot do, honestly. And, you know, from I took that advice and took that in. And from my senior year at Sunrise to college, I always followed that. And, you know, just telling me tips about the game. If I ever had any questions, let him know. So he's like a big brother to me. He treats me like I'm his younger brother. So that's just a connection that I have, and his family as well. We're like family, so I treat them as family as well. So, you know, the relationship that me and Ja got is special.
So you're coming into the NBA as a rookie. You're trying to sort of, you know, make your case. What's going to be the Kennedy Chandler stamp on an NBA basketball game? What does that look like?
Just coming to the game, showing teams what I could do. I don't want to try to do nothing that I know I can do. Just come in, bring great energy, show them what I can do with my IQ, finding my teammates open, being the point guard out there to get the job done, being a winner. And that's one thing that I am, a winner. And that's one thing I want to bring to the stage of NBA teams, you know, find the ways and accomplishments, and, you know, wanting to win an NBA championship as well. So I've always had that mindset where I would go to win a championship wherever I'm at. So it's bringing the person I am, my defense, getting to the ball, and showing, just doing what I know I can do.
Do you have a pretty good idea, Kennedy, of, like, the range that you might go? Like, have you had that conversation? Like, are you going into tomorrow knowing, like, all right, I'm going from this spot to that spot? Like, do you have that sort of understanding yet?
Not really. Me and my agent, we talk about that, you know. So that's something that we're going to talk about tonight with me and my family, and, you know, we'll get that all settled and, you know, get ready for tomorrow.
Hey, well, Kennedy, man, best of luck. We appreciate the
brother,
time, as
good
always.
Good luck, and thank you so much for your time, man.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
Yep. He is Kennedy Chandler, Tennessee point guard, Memphis native. Here on the show. Interesting that I think the most interesting thing was that his workout with the Grizzlies was a solo workout.
Solo.
Right? Nobody else. Just him. All eyes on him.
Those can be hard, man.
Oh, kidding me? That is basically your last workout. Like, that's basically the last one he did.
He might have one more after that. I'm not sure exactly.
Have you heard Anthony Edwards talk about when Golden State was working him out and how hard Kerr was going on him?
Uh-huh.
But just that's what it got me to think of when it's just you and they're trying to see everything, how tough those can be. With him, they were basically like, here's what Steph does. Now show us to do it. And he's huffing and puffing, just talking about how hard it was. But, yeah, those solo dolo ones, and I believe that Edwards one for Golden State was, mm-hmm. and those can be tough.
No doubt about it. But appreciate Tim for joining us. And, like, again, I think that sort of underlines the interest, right? Underlines the interest in him by the Grizzlies and wanting to see some things, right?
I just think positionally, and you have to be looking at backup point guard, you're at least going to do your homework and look at one of the best in the draft, clearly, at that spot. Again, it's where can you get him, and where is he going to fall? And so you wonder, with the Grizzlies potentially looking to be as aggressive as they are, maybe package up the two picks, are they going to, you know, does that push them up past a spot, you know, where you'd be drafting Kenley up higher in the draft, higher than 10 to 15? Feels like Kenley's going to be in the 20s. Doesn't it feel pretty uniform? Have you seen anything that's got him higher than that still?
Yes.
Seems like it's pretty solidly in the 20s.
Right, exactly.
But hopefully he's pretty solidly in that first round. I saw one that had him out of the first.
Right. Well, I don't think he's falling out of the first.
Better not.
Yeah. No, I don't see that happening. I mean, again, I said if the Grizzlies are at 29, at worst, like, you got to take
him. Dude's a gamer, man. He stepped up in the SEC tournament last
year. That's exactly right.
Yes. Like, when it's go time, he steps up.
Absolutely. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Bobby Marks is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the NBA draft.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.